if there was a, oh, like a couple that was engaged, and they were supposed to get married, and this, and the girl, instead of marrying him, even though she promised,
backed out.
She backed out.
Yeah.
Now, if she went off with somebody else, though, they'd say she
got food.
Yeah, then, well, no, not Lucy. She went off with someone
now,
else.
If she's supposed to marry one boy, but instead she went off and married another boy, what would they say she did to that first boy?
Well, I think she just turned him down.
Turned him down.
Yeah, for someone else,
you
see, she would.
Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be called the...
You know, you mean like the father of the bride,
or the
best man.
How about the girl that stands up with the bride? She'd be called
the bridesmaid.
Yeah. Now you know, like, well, maybe.
Then have the what's called a flower girl,
flower,
you know, and all.
Yeah.
And they have all of that in the weddings.
Well, now, like, maybe sometimes, like in the past, I don't know if they do this anymore. When people would get married, people would come to their house to make, have you ever heard of people coming to their house kind of to serenade them or making noise or something?
Oh, goodness, yes.
What?
Well, we got mad. We just moved out of the Palestine, that old house, and about we was fixed putting up the bed. It was dark when we got there, and seemed like we really had a snack or supper, and it was fixing the bed and all. I never heard so many guns and cowbells ringing in my life, and it was the neighbors that lived around that serenaded us.
And they're serenading.
Yeah, we invited them in, you know, supposed to have cooking and stuff cooked up. Of course, we just moved and we didn't have no stuff.
No, you wouldn't.
But they didn't expect it just to serve them anything.
What did you say, Miss Carter? You
chivalry.
Chivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they call that
chivalry or serenade, that's all the same thing.
All the same thing.
Yeah.
Would they do that to everybody?
Most times they would.
But they don't do that.
No,
anymore.
Now more a lot of people, they'd be afraid to get dog bit or something around.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, we didn't have no dogs, nothing like that. But they used to do it all the time. But then they'd come in and visit with you and meet you and you see, and you'd get acquainted with your neighbors. It was fun.
It was for fun,
yeah.
If you were talking about a person who lived someplace south of you, like, well, Baton Rouge, like your daughter lives there.
Yeah.
Would you generally say, call that like down in Louisiana? Would you ever say?
Yeah, that's what I'd use.
You'd say she lives.
Well, I just say, sometimes down in Louisiana, or you could just say she lives in Louisiana. But
and if it was like a place like Missouri, of course, which would be north, would that you ever say they live up in Missouri? Use it like,
well, yeah, I imagine that expression been, or live in Missouri, she lives in Missouri.
Like talking about people that live on either side of you on this road, would you ever say somebody lives up the road or down the road?
Well, you know, Miss Caddy, see, up that way, that would be up the road. And down this way, the way you're going, that'd be down the road, you see.
Yeah.
That's the way we think about it here.
Have you ever heard that one on TV say, that commercial, they say, I ate the
whole thing.
Would they ever have a get together where young people would get out on the floor and move around? They'd call it a
party.
What do you mean, a place, what you used to call Sandy Lamb? A dance, you know, all of them catch hands?
Yeah, we done that
when I was a girl.
Uh-huh.
And then we used to play some kind of like cross-eyed snap. You don't know where the four would hold up, you know, and each boy and each girl, you and men, sometimes they just run into each other and then played a lot of games.
Played a lot of games.
Yeah, it was fun.
Uh-huh. Now, if you were talking about, well, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock, school
is out.
Is out.